be at school. So I guess in my mind it seems like it was rushed, but it wasn't a big panic or anything. Everyone was really calm.
How long were you in hospital?
Oh, thinking about it, it didn't seem like a long time. I guess it must have been about a week. I can't remember exactly. I can't remember feeling particularly scared or traumatised. I think my mum was more upset than I was. And I think I just thought, I didn't feel ill. And I think I was just dying to get home again, really.
What do you remember about your time in hospital?
Being able to pick my own lunch from the menu. The nurses, I had one injection done by the nurse, and from then on they made me do my own injections, which I thought was a bit scary, not scary, but I thought it was a bit unusual because I didn't expect adults to let a small child of 10 years old be in charge of giving injections. But I guess it was really good because I was never really fazed by it. It just felt normal as soon as I started.
Were you scared of injections?
I was absolutely petrified of injections when, before the diagnosis. But I don't know, I guess I must have taken it all in my stride, really, because I don't remember thinking, oh my goodness, I've got to do all these injections, I'm not going to do it, it's too scary. I just remember thinking, this is how it is, I've just got to get on with it.
How were you taught to do injections?
Interestingly enough, my memories of that aren't actually that clear. I just really think it was a case of them saying, this is how you do it, you just need to get on and do it with the minimum amount of fuss. I remember mum practicing on oranges though.
Was that what she was taught to do by the hospital?
Yes, it was. I mean, thinking now, I can't imagine wanting to inject my own child. Not that I've got children, but I guess the idea with the oranges was to get mum used to putting a needle into something. But I don't remember me being nervous about it.
And you weren't told to practice on an orange?
No, I practiced on me. every time I needed an injection, the nurse would be there to supervise me, but I was doing it myself and following instructions.
Did all your education come from nurses or from a doctor?
It must have come from doctors, but I just remember the wonderful diabetes specialist nurse that I had at the time. She was just amazing. After I came out of hospital, she came every morning and every afternoon to do my injections with me. So that meant her being in Vista for 7:30 every morning just to supervise me for, say, the 10 minutes it took to sort out drawing up the insulin and doing the injection. I thought she was amazing.
And you had the same person when you were diagnosed in hospital and for the follow-up?
Yes, same lady, Sally Strang. I don't know, she still does nurse, the diabetes specialist nursing now, but I remember when I moved from the paediatric clinic to the adults that I really missed Sally.
Were you on a children's ward when you were in the JR?
Yes, I was. I remember it was Ward 4B because it said there was a big poster along the wall that said follow the bees to 4B. Little bees all down the corridor.